Thanks for joining me this week on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports, and joined by Sarah Coletti from the Lift Sweat Method. And as we enter the holidays here, the new year, a lot of little things maybe we can do exercise-wise, curbing overeating, and just being healthier. And Sarah, no one better to join me to talk about that. And Sarah, thanks for a few moments of your time as we head into the holidays.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here and share some tricks with you.
Tricks, yeah, that's what we need after Halloween and eating all that candy and Thanksgiving, a big food eating holiday. Kind of, what's your theory, and what do you tell people as we enter some of these food holidays? Everything in moderation.
Everything in moderation. So I am a huge foodie myself, and I definitely would never want, and myself, I don't deprive myself of anything. So with the holidays, you just want to make sure when it's something worth it, you're enjoying it. And just spend your other meals throughout that time to be healthy. So if I know I'm going to have so much sausage stuffing at Thanksgiving, I want to make sure my breakfast is maybe a little more protein-oriented or a little more on the leaner side. So it's definitely to eat what you want, enjoy it. No food guilt. It's a holiday, and it's just moderation. Course and control, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Sarah Coletti from the Lift Sweat Method. We'll talk about that in a second. But some other things, Sarah, you've called my attention to little exercises we can do between Zoom meetings, how not to overeat when we're working at home and we have access to that whole refrigerator of food, and then other just little sneaking little exercises or movements in during the workday. Kind of give us some little tips and tricks when it comes to those.
Yeah, so for one thing I know that I like to do is I have you could do any other exercise, but I have a pull-up bar. So I keep that in between my living room and my bedroom door. So say whenever I'm in between meetings or if I'm running into my room for something, I do a couple pull-ups on the way. You know, something just to break it up. Say you have a Zoom meeting and you have 10 minutes in between, you could pick one muscle group for that day. So say you have like 5 meetings. First meeting, maybe do a set of chest flies. In between the next meeting, a set of shoulder presses. And then another meeting, a set of push-ups. So there's something about just picking one exercise. Every time you have a break, do 10 reps. You know, you don't have to be sweating. You don't have to make it a major workout. You don't need to take an hour out, but just a little movement. One thing also that I deal with a lot with my clients that work primarily still from home is they sit forever. So taking that time to stand up, standing desks are amazing. And just taking time to stretch out in between. But my favorite is like an exercise snack and just picking your muscle group for the day. Do 10 reps at a time every time you get that little break, because it will add up. Say you have 5 breaks and you do 10 push-ups every time, you do 50 push-ups. You know, it really adds up. And when it comes to avoiding the fridge, which I learned this one the hard way for sure, just don't fill your house with it. So I know if I have tasty snacks, I'm going to want to keep going to it. But if I don't have snacks lying around the house, but I have more meal items, I'm going to wait for that meal. So a lot of it is also staying hydrated, because when we're thirsty, we think we're hungry. But a lot of the times, you're just thirsty. So I know for myself, I love flavored seltzer. Mm-hmm. So when in doubt, if I just ate a meal, and maybe it's like an hour later, and I'm like, oh, I want something, or even like a half an hour, have like a flavored drink. For one, less calories, depending what you have. It could be sugar-free. But like a nice like lemon lime seltzer, it's super refreshing. And you might just feel so different after, because you might have just been thirsty. So my biggest take home with that is save like the cheat meals and the bad snacks, or I'm a sweet tooth, so save your dessert items for when you're out. Because then you'll get even something better at a restaurant, and you won't be tempted throughout the day. I feel like that helps me like crazy.
What about finding a coworker or maybe a neighbor, Sarah, that will work out or do little things with you? And sometimes a friend's encouragement, does that go a long way?
Oh, absolutely. Accountability is everything. So that's one thing that we do with our method, is we have a community where we all chit chat with each other. So you, it's better to do it in a group. Like, for example, yesterday, a lot of my members who live nearby, we had lunch together. They all sat around and made fun of me about my catchphrases, but it was nice seeing that team camaraderie. So if you have your coworker, a fun thing you could even do is like squats and then two little like high fives at the top, you know, something together. Or one move I like a lot, say someone's doing squats, 10 reps of squats. While that person is doing them, the other person jumping jacks is 10. And then the time is how long it takes for that one participant to do the squat. So this way you're there together, you don't stop moving until both are done.
Great.
So I feel like that says a lot, because like if one stops and the other one's waiting, it kind of gets a little awkward. But I feel like if you do it at the same time and set a goal together, like say you're like, oh, I want to do glutes today, then pick two exercises, alternate, and then the next day it's the other person's turn. So I feel like having that choice with it helps a lot too.
Great advice. And we're wrapping up here with Sarah Coletti from Lift Sweat Method. What can my listeners expect from Lift Sweat, Sarah, and how can they find out more information?
So our method is all about cross training.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is incorporate your strength, balance, endurance, breathwork, mobility, basically everything your body needs within a workout or the week. So that's whether you work with us privately or you take our classes. So say you are like, oh, I'm going to cycle today, but then I'm going to do stretch tomorrow. If you don't know what the formula is, just for the best and also lack so you don't get any injuries, making sure your formula is perfect, we do that for you. So we're all about cross training and making sure your full balance is there. Because injuries happen when you do too many repetitive movements, which I've learned the hard way. So we just set it up with every style. So this way you get that good endurance, your strength, your lengthen. We're huge breathwork fans these days. It's such a good de-stressor, which COVID taught us that 100%. And you can find us on sweatinthehamptons.com.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a in-person Hamptons-based personal training company. So when you're on Long Island out east, you could train with us, or at any time from your living room, hotel room, you could follow our method. We have live Zoom classes and on-demand workouts.
Great, great, great stuff for my national audience, Sarah. So reaching a great number of people, Lift Sweat Method, building a better athlete, combining optimal mixture of strength training and athletic training, and great stuff heading into the holidays and those with those New Year resolutions. Sarah, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This was great.
Take care. Have a great holiday.
You too. Bye.